Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's more what? You know, Jesus is certainly more wonderful. He's not just wonderful. If I should rewrite that song, I'd probably say most wonderful. Yeah, he's truly a good God. And I'm so thankful that I have the chance to know such a God. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord, and I hope you do too. I want to welcome you this, yes, it's still morning. Praise the Lord. I want to welcome you this morning to the Garland Faith Church. I truly hope you're feeling blessed that you're here. Wonderful singing. Time to pray to the Lord. Amen. Amen. And what an experience of just blessing the Lord's work. I mean, so good to be in the house of the Lord. If you are visiting here for the first time, I just want to welcome you wholeheartedly. Want you to know you have a family here, people who just love God, and you're welcome every time. You have my permission to make it a habit, all right? And there's no cure for it. All right? Good to see you. For all of our members and all of our friends, happy Sabbath, welcome. Glad you're here. And to those who are joining us online, happy Sabbath to you all. I just have a few things I would like to share with you. In terms of Sabbath school, I do want to just remind the church that our church doors are open. It's open before 9:45, but our services do start at 9:45. And this morning, I tell you, those who are here were just blessed. Just blessed to see the children singing, all right? Beginning church together. And so I want to welcome you to just make a special effort to come and be here at 9:45 for a Sabbath school program. Remember, it's also a time where you get to study with each other, right? The Bible says, iron sharpeneth what? We need to hear from you. You need to hear from us, and we learn together, right? In our Sabbath school, we discovered that we do have a need. And, you know, I want to share that need with you. We are seeking early teen teachers. I believe that's the age of, 13 and 14. That's the age group that is a part of that class as students. And so we do need teachers. We have two teachers per class in all of our classrooms. For this particular age group, we have one person who have stepped forward so far. Praise the Lord. They would like to be considered. But if you would like to know what it's about in teaching this class, I'm going to ask you to touch base with our amazing superintendent. I'm going to ask Sister Heather just to stand up just for a little so they know who to come to. All right? If you have any kind of desire, just touch base with her after church for me. Is that okay? And you can just join team with the person who have stepped forward so far, and we can just complete all of our teachers for our Sabbath school program. I did get some news today. Let's be in prayer for our brother, Adam Chansey. Amen. His father is currently in the hospital. And I know this church is a church that prays, man. I know it. I can tell it. All right? And so I'm just going to ask if we could just, in our devotional time or whenever we touch base with the Lord, just lift up Brother Chansey's father, all right, for healing. And we're sure God hears his people. All right, praise the Lord. Today, don't want to forget this. This is, so after church, Sister Elder Sarah, what time is our training program today again? Okay, so after church, we're going to continue our Bible training program. We do have a number of students so far who is actually studying, preparing to one day receive a soul from the Lord to study with. Amen? And we're going through the program. I believe this is our second time together, or first time? Okay. Well, there's opportunities for you to join today. We do have a little refreshment, so to speak, so you don't have to go home. All right, you just hang by, and we're studying together to be equipped so we can be used by the Lord to touch and benefit someone's life. Amen? Amen. In fact, we do have a baptism coming up in April. We have a number of people that is being prepared for that time. And so this is a church that I would love to see so many people who are trained, being used by God, right? You're trained in the word, you're trained how to share the word. And some, you know, there are people in your life that I don't know, right? There are people in your life I don't have no relationship with, but you do, amen? And God would love to use you to build a bridge to heaven with those people, amen? Hang by today. Come join us, and let's see what the Lord can do. I'm excited about this training program, and I would love to see you there. All right? Okay. Today, the Lord, again, just laid on my heart. I've been learning so much from these obscure characters within the Bible. People you really don't really hear their names often enough, you know what I mean? But their lives were so powerful to the work of God. And through their experience, we can learn some things for our relationship with God today. Amen? Today, I'd love for us to take a look at the life of a brother called Onesiphorus. Caption: The Refresher. The what?
The Refresher.
The Refresher. Let's pray. Our Father, once again we find ourselves right here in your temple. We're not here by accident. We're simply here because you have inspired us to be here. In fact, the love we felt from you this week, the many blessings that you shared with us this week, Father, the way you kept us safe when we left our homes and brought us back home safely, the way you placed food on our tables, and the way you provided a means for our daily life, and above all, the experience of your grace each and every day, surely provides the inspiration and the motivation to be here to say, as a church family, hallelujah. You deserve, Father, praises that sometimes cannot be expressed through words. That's how deep your care and your kindness is to us. And even though we recognize we live within the midst of evil and tragedies and so many bad influences, we're reminded each time that you are the God who is in control. and you desire to have an intimate relationship with every person who is alive on this planet. And so today, as we examine this life of a servant that you cared about and loved so deeply, I just ask, Lord, that you teach us, that you speak to our hearts, and in whatever way we can also be a reflection of the life of this man, I pray that you make it a reality in our journey from day to day. Help us to point our eyes beyond the flesh and see Jesus working through this brother. And may we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, because he's our all in all. Father, I present all that I am into your hands. I ask for you to come deep within me and speak to my heart, and also speak through me to your people. As we hear your words, sure enough, may we be edified by them, but may we also, Father, be blessed with the change that we so much desire. You know the needs within this room today, and those who are watching online. Lord, I pray that you don't pass anyone by, but you'll speak to us and you'll answer and you'll be our friend. You'll show up to be the all-powerful God who can do impossible things and change things for our benefit and for your glory. And so, Father, speak to us now, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'd like for you to turn with me to the letter in 2 Timothy. Let's begin at chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. I'm going to read from verse 15. Actually, let me go there. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Reading from verse 13. The refresher, Onesiphorus. Hold fast, Paul said to Timothy, the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me. In faith and love which are in Jesus Christ. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in you. This you know, that all those in Asia have turned away from me. Among whom are Phygellus, Hermogenes. The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus. I mean, these two and all the people in Asia, they have turned away from me, except for this one brother and his household, right? The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus. For he often, what? Refreshes me and was not ashamed of my chain, but when he arrived in Rome, he sought me out very what? Zealously, and found me. The Lord grant to him that he may find mercy from the Lord in that day. And you know very well how many ways he ministered to me at Ephesus. And then just skip over to chapter 4. And verse 19. Chapter 4 and verse 19. Greet Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. You know, when I read about this brother, my friend comes to mind. You know, someone who has that gift of just refreshing you when you're feeling down. Are you with me? I think about one of his songs I just really admire. He sings a song called I Believe. I Believe. Pastor Phipps said in that song, I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. Amen? Amen. Sometimes the rain is falling and we're like, Lord, stop the rain. No! It caused flowers to grow. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle grows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. Yes, I believe. I do believe. I believe above the storms, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in that great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why. I know why I believe. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? And no matter what we may go through in this life, you know, God has a way, and he is the master of changing circumstances. God is, when you know God, he is the person who can come by our side and help us in our weakest of moments and lift us up. Hallelujah. When I think about this story right here, I think about a man who saw a child of God working for God and decided that no matter what this person might go through, I'm going to be there right beside him to encourage him, and when he's down, to refresh him. That person was Paul himself. Paul is writing to Timothy here in this chapter while being in a prison in Rome. And Paul is there. Can you imagine suffering so many great things for the cause of your Savior? Can you imagine being alone? In fact, all of the guards who they sent to guard Paul experienced an amazing transformation. So Paul never made his incarceration a dull experience. It was always a bright one, amen? But while he was always suffering for the things of Christ, there was someone who took notice of that. And there was someone who decided to make sure that whatever this brother went through, that he's going to be there to support him. And so the Bible here shares with us that same place right there where Paul was in Asia, there were many people who was traveling with him. But when things got hard, guess what happened? They abandoned Paul. Paul lists two of them right here through his journey in Asia who left him. But he remembered the one who stayed with him. Are you with me? He never forgot the person who was there with him in his down times. I don't know if this man was a rich man. He probably was. Bible didn't say. But sure enough, whatever he had, he would travel. In fact, you listen to the text here in verse 17. It says, but when he was in what? Rome, he sought me out very diligently. Paul is speaking here, and he sought me out till he found me. In other words, he searched for me. He knew I needed help, and he would not make the fact that I am in prison be a deterrent. Are you with me? In fact, Paul was at this point in his journey someone who many people would try to stay far from, because the name of Jesus was not something that was shared in that time with much value. People were being incarcerated for sharing the name of Jesus and talking about Jesus. And so if I unite with this man, this brother called Paul, maybe I'll end up where he is. Onesiphorus looked at all of that, and none of that fazed him. He went to Rome. He went to Ephesus. He kept looking and journeying with Paul to provide Paul his needs. He was known as the refresher. When I look at that word, I see a meaning here that really touched my heart. The word refresher comes from the meaning of cooling off. Are you with me? To cool off. So you know when you're facing a hot July summer day and you have a real coconut that is cut from the top ready to be drank. Some of you know I can see your faces, right? Now, I'm not talking about the can and the bottle stuff. I'm talking about the good stuff that was sitting on ice for about 30 minutes. 30 minutes. Huh? Straight from the tree. That's all right. I like it when it's chilled. Right? You get me? But when you hold that thing, you know, it's big, and you drink it, when you're done, it's like you feel back to room temperature. Nice. It just chilled the body and you're good to go again. Refreshing someone here has that context where you're in such a mood, you need a cool down. Are you with me? And it's like this brother Onesiphorus knew that Paul was struggling with some deep things there in Rome, and he needed some refreshment. I remember one day, back in the day when I used to teach, you remember those times you go to work and you leave work, and it's like, it's just one of the roughest days you have ever had? I mean, you went to work feeling happy to do your thing, but based upon the many circumstances and things that went through your day, you just end the day with such a downer. But I felt like that one day. Everything just went wrong. And I was driving home. I had to stop and pick up my one of my cousins that that was staying with us at the time. And when I picked her up on our way home, she just sensed it. Because she knew this is not what Sean is like. But she just sensed it. And I'm driving home, and they're driving home, and she just said, she started singing. So you had a bad day. Take it down a notch. Y'all know the song probably. But she started just singing that song. And you know what happened as I kept driving? I started just taking it down a notch. And another notch. By the time I reached home, we were there chatting and laughing. I felt so much better. I can imagine, we in such a world environment that we live in, and the many challenges we face in our homes and in the workplace, we need a refreshment daily. And in fact, the refreshment that we need comes from us as a people of God. Can you imagine if we don't get refreshment even from our family members and not even from the church? What kind of experience are we living? That's why the Bible always speaks about one another. We need each other. And this brother Onesiphorus knew that it's very critical that he's right there beside God's man, Paul. The Bible said he was not ashamed of Paul's chains. Some of the most blessed visits I've had as a pastor is being able to go into the prison and visit an inmate. The reason why I say that is I always can sense the value that they experienced just from knowing that they had the chance to spend with someone to talk to. And how valuable that is, and to pray with. You know, Jesus never missed with this. Because when he thought about the church family, that's what he was thinking about. A people who would go into the prisons, who would make sure they're there with those who are hungry. Are you with me? Those who are alone. This is the kind of, to him, this is life. Church was never, he never designed the church for people just to come and experience worship. He designed the church so that people could interact with each other in such a way that they would be able to refresh each other. I need your refreshment. I can't tell you how much I'm blessed when I get a call from Elder Stewart and we talk and we laugh. What that does to me when I hang up the phone is a blessing. I can't tell you how much I'm blessed when Sister Hilton calls me and pray with me. How much that lifts my spirit for the day. We need, and I can go on and on. We need each other. This is Bible. I wish that every single person in this sanctuary would dedicate themselves to be a refresher. Maybe rather than bickering at the spouse, maybe just refresh the spouse with a cheerful smile or something you know they like. Or maybe a timeout. I mean, this is what Christianity should be like. I can't tell you how much, from time to time, I've heard how much bickering goes on sometimes. And myself, I like to say, for myself, I mean, church life. Yes. I mean, when I think of coming to church, I was telling some folks earlier today, you know what I think about? When you watch the little kids walking in, knowing that they're going to Sabbath school, because they're going to see their friends, amen? They're so happy. You watch them? They're running from the parents trying to get into that class. That's what I want to, when I look at church, that's what I see. I tell you what, I love coming to this church. Every Sabbath you ask my wife, I just can't wait to be here. I tell you, I love the people, and there's so much more to learn. But I'm refreshed by you, and I want to refresh as well. That's the lifestyle of a Christian. We need each other. Life is not just about you. It's about us. They'd say Paul sought out Onesiphorus sought out Paul. But something struck me right here. I was amazed by it. Let's go back to 2 Timothy chapter 1. I think it's right there. Yes. Yeah, this just blessed me, y'all. Check this out. Look at the last verse there. It said, the Lord grant to him that he may find mercy from the what? Lord, in that day. And you know very well how many ways, you know what? In the King James Version, I think it said many things. Am I right? Many things. In the New King James Version, it said many ways he ministered to me at Ephesus. You see that? So Onesiphorus wasn't just blessing Paul emotionally and otherwise, right? He was blessing him with things that he needed. Come on, y'all. Tangible things. You follow me? Things that he could hold and probably make a call with or whatever. He was probably blessing him with some nice curry veggie chicken. Just think about it. Paul here was saying that I was blessed by this brother materially as well as spiritually. In so many different ways, I was blessed by this brother. Every time he sought me out and he found me, I'm always blessed because I know he's coming with the goods. This is practical. When we cocoon in our house and we want to live life by ourselves, you don't know the amount of blessings that we're actually pushing away from ourselves. We are thinking that church life, coming and going, that's all that it is, there is, and we don't interact together with people within our church family. Listen, I'm going to interact. I know that's where the blessings are. Amen? But I want all my members and friends to receive all of it. And don't just live this life for self alone. This brother was a blessing in all different kind of ways to Paul. And you know what? Paul needed it. Whew. Paul needed it so bad. This brother stepped forward. Who are you stepping forward for? You think about your world. Who are you blessing spiritually, emotionally, or materially? Think about it. We were designed to live that way. We were designed to live a life integrated with each other. As I think about this, what comes to my mind is when the church in the book of Acts got started with the amazing outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the people. You remember that? And 3,000 were baptized that same day. You know, the Lord shared something about that group. They said nobody had a need. In fact, the Bible said they'll actually go sell their land to make sure there's no need within the church. I know we think about that today and we're like, whew, I don't see myself doing that. Not today. It's kind of a hand-to-mouth situation right now. Are you with me? Not today. But these people were Onesiphorus. That's the heart of the Christian church. What I have belongs, it's a shared deposit. Any need, Lord, open the way for me to give it. I'm coming to the greatest refresher, you know. I'm coming to him. But God is trying to speak to our hearts to say, listen, the self-sufficiency that has infected this globe is not supposed to be in the church. Are you with me? God wants to use you to be a blessing to someone else. Don't hold it back. He wants us all to be like this man called Onesiphorus. What a brother. What a brother. But now, the greatest Onesiphorus that ever walked this planet. The greatest refresher. The one who, when he came into the presence of the despondent and the ones who feel like there's no hope of my circumstance. When he walked into the situation, he could refresh the hearts of the people right there. Immediately. Amen? I mean, you just watch him and you'll see him refreshing the hearts of those who were grieving by raising the dead right before their eyes. He could walk into the presence of a man who could not even see him and refresh him by opening up his eyes. Man never walked for so long, came into the presence of the arch refresher. Started walking. I mean, when you think about the amazing life of Jesus, what you see is a person, once you are walking with him, you will live a life of refreshment. Hallelujah. Good refreshment. When you're down, you won't go to the liquor. You go to Jesus Christ. He will lift your mood, lift your spirit, and put you back where you need to be. When you have a friend like him, oh man, you don't need the friendship of the world. I guarantee you that. When you have Jesus Christ in your life, you have all that you need. But when you don't, you have nothing. Oh my. You just read the Bible, you begin to see how much living life without Jesus would end up in a losing life. Boy, I'm so happy that I know this God called Jesus. When I think about the world after Adam and Eve messed up. They messed up, my brother. They did. But Jesus Christ could have easily declined. But at the same time, he would never. He would never do that. To him, he said, I want to be right there beside my human family as a chief refresher. And by giving my own life for their sins, I want to provide each member of the human family an eternal experience of being refreshed. I want to make it right, to make sure that they'll never walk on this planet and the next planet without my presence. I want them to know that even if they should face death on this planet Earth, that it would not end that way. But I'll refresh them again. Woo! Praise the Lord. And he came and he gave his very life. God decided to say, it is finished. I'm willing to pay their sacrifice. Eternal punishment. I'm willing to go through with that so that they won't. He's an amazing God. And he did it for all of us today. And because he did, and because when the gospel call went out and I heard it and received it, now I can testify the main difference between being refreshed by Jesus and not knowing Jesus. Being born again and not being born again. There's a big difference. Are you with me? There's a big difference when we believe in Jesus Christ. It makes us be filled with his power so we can endure the onslaughts of all that this world thrust upon us as Christians. Otherwise, we end up doing all kind of fuzzy stuff to survive. But God is saying, listen, we don't have to turn there. We'll stick with Jesus. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us, even in the darkest of times. He'll always be there with you because he's holding our hands, taking us somewhere to an eternal refreshment. And I can't wait to actually see his face. Amen. Are you with me? So I journey on through the mess, doing my best with Jesus. Hallelujah. Every single day. And that is my charge to you today as well. To journey through the madness, never forgetting that Jesus is right there with you in the home. He's right there with you with that angry boss. He's right there with you in that classroom, helping you through every step of the way. And all the peer pressure that comes on upon you, he's actually right there to help you to move away from it with his help, if you'll only choose. I mean, Jesus has been the best help to my life, I tell you. When I go to him, I actually can go to someone, can you imagine that? In prayer. I pour my heart out to him. I watch him do his thing. I mean, it's an amazing thing to know this God. Would you try him? I mean, the psalmist says, taste. The psalmist didn't even say, chew. He didn't even say bite. Psalmist said, just taste it. Just try him. You've been rejecting him all this time. Rejecting him, not trying to put your all with him. He's trying to say today, as he brought you to church today, give him a try. Give this God. You can't see him. You can't touch him. You can't hear him. But when he stretched out his arms to Thomas, he said, those who have never seen me or touched me or hear me, those people, because they believe, guess what? I'm going to bless them. In fact, closing scripture, go right back to the text there in chapter 1, 2 Timothy chapter 1, I want us to read what he said here in verse 18. He said, Paul is praying for Onesiphorus. Are you with me? He's now praying. The Lord grant unto him that he may what?
Find mercy
from the Lord in what? What a prayer. Wouldn't you want to have Paul pray for you like that? Come on, y'all. I mean, God, grant that brother the mercies of heaven when it comes to the judgment day. Whew. I mean, when it comes to the day, when you burst that cloud, make sure, Father, you receive this brother. I believe with all my heart that God heard this prayer from the apostle. And when I think about how much Onesiphorus was a help to Paul in his ministry, all I can say is I can see Jesus answering this prayer one day. You know, Jesus has a tender heart for Onesiphoruses. People who live their life for the success of his church. You know that, right? I mean, this is his bride. This is his most cherished possession. Come on. And anyone who choose to put their life as being a disciple of him above their careers, anyone who chooses to live a life like that, whereby they are a pilot, they are a disciple who happens to be a pilot, or they're a disciple who happens to be an engineer or a doctor, and not the other way around where you're a doctor who happens to be a Christian. Are you following me? But anyone who chooses to put their life pursuit, the purpose for why they are alive, being in Christ as the priority of their lives, Jesus is saying, I am going to stand beside that girl. I'm going to stand beside that man. I will never leave them or forsake them. And I'm going to make sure that when the roll is called up yonder, they'll be right there beside me. They'll be right there beside me. What a God. Onesiphorus. People who refreshes others. And people who support the expansion and the work that goes on right here in God's church. Onesiphorus is. You know, Nicole, you won't say nothing if I do a name change. Would you be okay with it? Because this is a name that I wouldn't mind adding to my passport. Onesiphorus, a refresher, a God pleaser. What a man. You know, I close with this song. You can tell I like listen to music, right? And I can sing in the car. Right, Nicole? But you know, Point of Grace, it's one of those groups. You know, I listen to all different kind of solid music that uplifts the Lord. And this group sings a song that I just love to listen to. It's called Yes, I Believe. Yes, I Believe. Said, when I said that I would follow, it was with an honest heart. But I didn't fully understand the cost. Because there are saints throughout the ages, and there are those today who show us what it really means to carry the cross. That only fuels my devotion, and no matter what comes, I will still say, yes, I believe. I believe with all that is within me. Yes, I believe. Though the world rises up against me, I will be faithful to the choice that I have made. I am determined. I will not be ashamed to live so the whole world can see that, yes, I believe. Second verse says, there will never be a reason to lose this confidence. Hallelujah. No reason to walk away from Jesus after what I've experienced. Hallelujah. After what you have experienced. No reason to go back. There will never be a reason to lose this confidence, for I have found where my assurance lies. It is not in my own power, but in who my Savior is. And the truth of this conviction makes me shout to the sky. Yes, I believe. I believe with all that is within me. Yes, I believe, though the world rises up against me, I will be faithful to the choices I have made. And I'm determined that I will not be ashamed to live so the whole world may see. Yes, I believe. Do you believe?
Amen.
Do you believe in the great refresher, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior? Do you believe that He's all that we need?
Amen.
Oh my. Thank you, Elder. Thank you. Do you believe that He's all that we need? I'm going to ask you just to stand to your feet as we pray to this God of ours. Father in heaven, sure enough, we're blessed by your word. We're blessed by the people who gave their lives for you, who lived their lives so that they can be a blessing to each other, thereby moving your kingdom forward. Thankful for the life of this man, Onesiphorus, a man who lived for you, a man who did all that he could to support your work, to support your servants. Him being a servant himself. A man who dedicated his life and whatever you have blessed him with so that he could be a blessing to others. There are people today in this sanctuary who need a touch, who need a ministry of refreshment that comes from you. I'm just asking in the name of Jesus that you'll speak to every heart today, and that you'll step into the lives of each and every person in this sanctuary and those watching online, and that you'll show up in their circumstances, whatever they're going through, as the greatest supporter, the greatest help that they could ever have. And I pray, Father, that you would even inspire others within this group to be a blessing to those who are in need. I pray that you would just show us the way and show us the people and give us a heart so that we are not living a life that is only confined to our own narrow experiences, but a life that is shared to be a blessing to others. May we truly be a reflection of the life of this brother, Onesiphorus, in our homes. And when we leave our homes, and may that be the standard for how we should live and minister. Thank you for this brother, but above all, thank you for our Savior Jesus Christ, whom you have given to the human race as an indescribable gift that has brought us the blessings of forgiveness, the blessings of doing battle with sin from day to day and overcoming sin, and the blessing of one day living that eternal experience with you is what we look forward to. And so, Father, we ask for your blessing upon each and every one of us today, and we claim the answer in the name of Jesus. Let the Church of the Living God say, amen.